Today's reading begins in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1. Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord, they have despised the Holy One of Israel, they are utterly estranged. Why will you still be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it. But bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil. Your country lies desolate, your cities are burned with fire. In your very presence foreigners devour your land. It is desolate as overthrown by foreigners. And the daughter of Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a lodge in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a few survivors, we should have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who is required of you this trampling of my courts? Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure the iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So this is our beginning to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah lived during a time of great decline in Israel and the rise of Assyria. He was a prophet that was sent to speak to a people that are described as being deaf and blind. They refused to listen to his warnings of the looming disaster. He brings the warning that the sins of these people would bring God's judgment, yet he also declared that God was sovereign, and later gives the prophecy that Cyrus the Persian would provide a return from the exile. We're also familiar with the fact that Isaiah contains some great prophecies of the one who would redeem God's people, that is, the Messiah, Jesus, who is the Christ. The final chapters of the book, we're going to see that there is a beautiful description of this new creation in which God rules as king, judging the wicked and establishing this eternal peace. Isaiah was active around 740 to 700 BC, possibly as far as 680 BC. But chapter 1 serves as sort of a summary. It kind of gives an introduction to the main themes of the book. Judgment on Judah for rebelliousness, and hope for the future restoration of Zion. One interesting observation that I have found is that Isaiah's name means Jehovah is salvation. A fitting name for a prophet to bring such an important book. This section of our reading today has this picture of, as he states in verse 2, children have I reared up and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. God has done everything that he can in order to care for the people that he brought out of Egypt after all this time, yet they have rebelled against him. This brings sorrow, but it also brings righteous anger as well. Verse 5, why will you be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick. Then he even goes so far as to mention Sodom and Gomorrah, that if they hadn't been left with a few survivors, that's how they'd be, completely gone, wiped off of the face of the earth. He also states that he's tired of their burnt offerings and their sacrifices. Why? Because their heart wasn't in it. They weren't really doing it the way that God intended for them to do it. He says they've been trampling his courts. They've been bringing these vain offerings. They'd have been offering incense that ends up being an abomination to him. Verse 16, he says, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. He's imploring for them to make a change, to repent, so that they can be clean. Verse 18, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. He really wants them to repent so that he can be what he wants to be for them, which is a protector, a father, a leader. And that's what we have today under Christ. God is what he intends to be for those that are his. And so that's why he says, if you're willing and obedient, to be willing, we need to be obedient. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.